Ladies, come out this Thursday night, November 1st at 5:30 p.m. for our Ladies' Night Self-Defense Firearms Class. Don't be a victim. Learn how you can protect yourself. This is the most realistic, dynamic, intense training available. We use military simmunitions, so get ready to fight. But hurry, we only have 30 spots. The cost is only $10, and we will be giving away a CCW purse. So sign up now at myselfdefense.info. That's myselfdefense.info.
Adam Laxalt promised he would defend our gun rights, but he lied. Adam Laxalt just came in support of red flag gun laws like they have in California that allow a social worker or an ex-wife to take away your guns without being convicted of a crime. Good luck getting your guns back from a liberal judge. Call Adam Laxalt and tell him to keep his hands off our guns. Adam Laxalt, just another rhino.
Paid for by Ryan Bundy for governor campaign.
Gather around. Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Thursday, inching ever closer to the weekend. 5 days from Election Day. Early voting still going on. And believe it or not, excuse me, a lot of people have already voted. In fact, our Ely Bureau Chief, Wyatt Cox, reporting that nearly 20% in White Pine County have already voted. Yeah. That's incredible. That's unbelievable. 5 days to Election Day. What does it all mean? It's also, by the way, the first day of open enrollment for Obamacare, November 1. By the way, did October just flash by in an instant? That's just amazing. Pat Casale joining us from the Multicare Group. He also is a close confidant of the chairman of the Nevada Republican Party, Michael McDonald, and he joins us on our City National Bank guest hotline. Pat, we are just 5 days away from Election Day. What do you make of it so far, and what do you expect in these final 5 days?
Well, I'll tell you what's really interesting. It's really 2 days, today and tomorrow, for early voting, and then we shut it down until Tuesday. I just can't wait. We're sitting out here looking at the numbers. The rurals in the state of Nevada are roaring loud and clear for the Republicans. Clark County right now is leaning deathly to the left, but not like the numbers we've seen before up to now so far. Washoe is close. Based on what I'm told by very, very strong insiders, we are looking very, very good. In fact, we believe if the gap doesn't widen, if the gap holds serve today and tomorrow, even gets a little tighter in favor of the Republicans, that we're going to see a red wave in Nevada.
Wow. A red wave in Nevada. Now, let me ask you, I was always under the impression that Washoe was a given. That Washoe County, essentially was a red county. Is that not true?
It may be leaning more red, but in the past, if you remember when Adam Laxalt was elected for the Attorney General, he didn't win Clark or Washoe, but he won the rurals. So that should speak volumes to you.
And obviously, the fact that the president went to Elko and not to Reno or Carson or Vegas on his last trip to Nevada, that indicates that at least the White House was looking at this from a rural perspective.
Well, let's look at it from two strategies. I mean, I was interesting you bring that up because I saw Ralston's report. The White House came here six times between the vice president and the president. They hit the rural communities. Okay, they hit the community. The only place they didn't go to was Reno. They went to Carson City with the vice president, Elko. They've been to Las Vegas. Last time before he got elected, he was up at Lake Tahoe. You have to look at this from that perspective. And if you look at the fact that Eric Trump's in town this earlier in the week, today Ivanka will be in northern Nevada. Donald Trump Jr., along with Kimberly Guilfoyle, will start their day off tomorrow in northern Nevada, travel down to Nye County, and then end up at Stoney's tomorrow night. You got to say to yourself, the White House and their major people are hitting Nevada with both barrels. And you couldn't ask for more dedication to Nevada. Nevada matters. And then when you look at what the president's doing right now, he is doing these rallies in major key states to assure the Senate and potential congressional districts that stay on par. The word I heard was if for some reason Nevada wins both congressional seats, 3 and 4, Danny Tarkanian and Crescent Hardy, the word is that they will hold the House. And between the Senate and the House, Donald Trump will have the triple crown. And this will be the one time where the Republicans will truly have the opportunity to do the things they said they can do. And God forbid they don't do it in the course of the next 2 years, because what will end up happening is that the Democrats will take control. But if the Republicans do what we believe they're going to do and repeal Obamacare and move on to other things and continue the successes, I think 2020, Nevada could be totally a red state, red dominated in the Assembly and in our state Senate.
Again, Pat Casal joining us from the MultiCare Group. Let me just ask you, the events that the Don Jr. and Kimberly Guilfoyle are going to be doing across the state tomorrow, are those open to the public?
It's my understanding they are. He'll be in Carson, Reno, I believe. He's going to be in Nye County, and then he's going to be down here. I mean, obviously you can get tickets, but the answer is yes.
Okay, fair enough.
And he's showing support for Heller, for Laxalt, and all the constitutional offices, especially the congressional districts.
Yeah, and...
And the MC tomorrow will be Mark Amadei up north.
Oh, my God. I did not know that. He is always so funny. What is the attitude, like, in the final 5 days? You've been around this political thing for a while. What is it these candidates are doing at this point, knowing that we've got a couple of days of early voting, and then it's on to Tuesday... For the general election. What are the candidates doing at this point?
They're working their butts off. They're keeping their support teams engaged, passionate, energized, and that's exactly what you're finding. I mean, as of a week ago, we were at 2.2 million doors knocked on. They go into these rooms and they talk to their constituents. They talk to their teams, and they're excited. I mean, this is really amazing. To get to know Dean Heller on a different level and his family has been a blessing for me. To see Mr. Laxalt do the things he's doing, get to meet his wife and children, it's been amazing. To see all the state representatives throughout the entire state of Nevada has been a gift. It's been a tremendous privilege. Chairman Michael McDonald what he has done with the state when he got the opportunity to bring the RNC people here, Dan Coats, Jessica Hansen, Tiffany Fung. You can't get better people, and they're the reason. They're the responsible ones for the successes so far in the early voting, and I think you're going to see it grow even further on the day of the election.
Let me have you put your MultiCare Group hat on, because today is the first day of open enrollment for Obamacare. This is the day it all begins. There've been national reports. The increases, the premium increases, are going to be minimal. In fact, I think nationally they're like 6%. There will be states where it's more. There'll be states where it's less. What are we finding here in Nevada? And tell us statewide what we're looking at with the beginning of the open enrollment.
Well, you have two markets. You have the exchanges, which are still open with the same carriers offering HMOs. No changes there. You have in Clark County, we have an EPO through Sierra. We have Hometown Health offering a PPO. The EPO Sierra offers on the individual side, they offer a gold, 3 silvers, a bronze, and an HSA, which I'll be here telling you that may be the only option you should consider, and I'll give you numbers in a moment. But when you're looking at what's our offering, This could be the last year that we have to follow the Obamacare rules, because I believe if we go red, they will do away with the current Obamacare structure and reformulate a plan that would be beneficial to all Nevadans and all citizens of the United States, because I think they're going to come up with a better health plan. And oh, by the way, Republicans want to protect pre-existing conditions recipients. So those people that have pre-existing will have access to health care.
One of the reasons why the Obamacare premiums are 6% higher nationally seems to be losing the individual mandate penalty. And is that effective this year?
It absolutely is effective this year, and that's part of the main reason that you're not seeing rates go through the roof. The other part of the reason is that the carriers are scared to death. They're in a situation right now, Kevin, that they don't want to lose what they have to ministry health plans like Liberty HealthShare and MediShare and whatnot. By the way, for the record, those plans are the number one complaints with the Department of Insurance, and the DOI has no jurisdiction over them. See, I may look at a MEC plan and a ministry plan, but the one I offered last year, at the end of this year, isn't working nearly as way it was explained. There were some intricacies that we figured out later on, this week, where, like, if you went in for a colonoscopy, which is covered under the MECs plan, minimum essential coverage, sorry, there's two kinds of MECs, where you go in for your colonoscopy, the thing that was a problem is if they found a polyp, they usually remove them. That would discount the whole program, and the recipient would be 100% responsible for that service. Another part of that MEC plan that was interesting, because they had a catastrophic rider. If you needed a hip replacement, they're not deeming that life threatening. Hence, anybody who needed a hip replacement was on their own. That's a problem. So I will tell you that I like the HSA health plans that's being offered. Sierra Health's HSA rate savings is significant by 30%, and the out of pockets that went up from $7,350 to $7,900 this year. So the HSA's out of pocket is only $6,650. So you have a lower out of pocket, you have lower premiums, and the money you save, you could trade dollars to use to pay your claims. You're still getting the contracted discounts, so you're getting to save money. I'll give you an example. If you were to go to your general practitioner, and he charged $100 for the visit, and the contract discount for ease of explanation was 50%, you would pay $50. If you set up the savings portion of the account to put money in there to pay for your claims on a pre-tax basis, you're looking at, if you're in a 20% tax bracket, costing you a net $40. Well, the bronze plan that they're offering has copays of $50, and there's no tax break. So you're far better off buying the health savings account, because that's better catastrophic coverage. It's real catastrophic coverage and has a tremendous access network in Nevada.
I was going to ask you about access, because that is so vitally important. And we had seen a number of years where year by year, various health insurance companies were peeling off and saying, we don't want to operate in Nevada anymore. Are we finding that is that close to being reversed? Or are companies still looking at maybe leaving the state? We don't have that many that are left.
Well, nobody's leaving the state that's currently offering insurance, that I can assure you. However, what the Affordable Care Act was telling people is we were going to have more competition, lower rates, et cetera, and so on. Of course, none of the above was true. We have the same players. Hometown Health was actually a new carrier. Centene, which is in the marketplace on the exchange, is new to the market. All the Blue Cross and Blue Shield is no longer in the individual market. They now have association health plans through the Metro Chamber. Sierra Health and Life and H Health Plan in Nevada have group plans through all the other chambers except for the Metro. And they have a great individual plan. Their individual plan are more aggressive and more affordable than anybody else's out there. And if your broker isn't talking to you about HSAs and they're talking to you about copay plans, fire them. They don't know what they're talking about. And I'll give you an example. If you're 55 years old, and I'm going to give you the lowest silver plan with copays premium, 55-year-old would pay $706 a month. You can buy an HSA for $470 a month. So you're going to save $230 a month, or $3,500 in premium, which you can use towards your expenses by trading the dollars. So which means you're using your money to pay the claims properly, and you're saving money. don't give an insurance company that much money up front. So I'll tell you that 90% of the clients that I'll deal with will look at the HSA and sign up for it. A very small portion may look at the copays because they think, well, that's the best way to go. And the way we inform our clients that an HSA works makes the difference.
The MultiCare Group is a health care insurance or health insurance broker. And am I right? You operate all across the state. Am I right on that?
So folks, I work all across the state and I work all across the country. I have clients in other parts of the country, Florida, New York, Nebraska, Illinois, Arizona, California. I'm all over the country. I'm licensed in all those different areas. Approximately 30-some states right now I'm more licensed in. And the answer is yes. And we're licensed with every carrier offering insurance in the state of Nevada. I'm proud to say that as well. So if you talk to me, if you're looking for a fully insured plan, I can guarantee you the most aggressive approach will be looking at how I can get your rates lower because the out-of-pockets are pretty similar. And that's the other thing. All the PPO plans with copays have out-of-pockets of $7,900.
Wow.
As compared to $6,650 with the HSA. That's the reason why the HSA is a home run. And now my group clients are jumping all over the HSA because the benefits are significant. And I'll give you a little, I'll share.
And by the way, hey, Pat, just before we go too far, HSA, explain that for listeners.
All right, it's a health savings account. And what that is simplified is a high deductible plan, a $6,500 deductible plan, okay? And then your benefits get covered at 100%. A lot of these PPO plans, yes, you pay $50 copay when you go to the doctor, but the deductible is $7,000. So you're paying more money for higher exposure and you're not getting any tax benefits, and yet with the HSA, I get to see the same doctors. But I was going to give your listeners that own businesses a tip right now. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, here's the tip of the day. If you're a business owner, here's a way you could take advantage of an HSA offering benefits to your employees and actually taking advantage of the tax loophole for yourself. So you buy an HSA, you give yourself a pay raise equal to the deductible, and then you take that money out of your check and you put it in a bank account. It's tax deductible to you. The company funds it, and you as the employer now have a benefit that you're funding on paper, but yet the business is giving you the money. And it also lowers your premium substantially. That'll allow you to offer benefits to all your employees, and they can also take advantage of certain perks.
Wow. Wow. We're running out of time. If folks want to reach out to you, whether they're here in southern Nevada, if they're out in the rurals, if they're in northern Nevada, where regardless of where they are, how can they reach out to you?
They can call my office today at 702-396-9449. 702-396-9449, or they can even try my cellular, which is 702-286-1014. You want to email me? It's patrick@multicarebenefits.com. Multicare is spelled out one word, MultiCare, benefits, BENEFITS.com.
And that cell number again is?
702-286-1014. You can call me direct, and you'll get me live on the phone.
I love that. Pat, as always, good to visit with you. Thanks, pal. Keep our fingers crossed for Tuesday, okay?
Tell Andrew to call me because we're advertising. We're going to open up both barrels on your station.
Oh, my God,
only
I love it.
Only place to advertise.
I love it.
Only place to advertise. Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, Pat. Pat Casale joining us. Good friend, and he's been a client. He'll be a client again soon, and he knows what he's talking about. No, he does. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Thursday. It is live and local now. Nancy Pelosi is trying to take over Nevada. Do I have your attention? Hey, Kevin Wall here with a very important message for all Nevadans. If you want to stop Nancy Pelosi and elitist out-of-state liberals from invading our state, you've got to get out and vote for Danny Tarkanian. Danny is the Trump-endorsed conservative candidate for Congress. He's a fighter, offering real solutions for Nevada families. Solutions like school choice. Danny believes that you as parents deserve a say in how your tax dollars are spent and which education system is best for your children. And Danny will work hard with President Trump to finally secure our borders. For our safety and security, it's an absolute must. In Congress, Danny will strengthen our country and our state by supporting the America First agenda that's already making America great again. Congress has been broken for a long time, folks, and that's why we need Danny Tarkanian's common sense approach. He'll get things done in Washington. I urge you to do the right thing for Nevada and for America and support our friend Danny Tarkanian for Congress.
I'm Danny Tarkanian, and I approve this message paid for by Tarkanian for Congress.
Two men, two different paths. Las Vegas politician Steve Sisolak started as a telemarketer, hounding Nevadans with calls during dinner. Then he became a politician, first a university regent, doubling tuition prices on Nevada students. And later as a Clark County commissioner, where Sisolak was called corrupt by a judge, investigated by the FBI. Sisolak has reportedly handed out government contracts to his Las Vegas contributors. Then there's Adam Laxalt. Laxalt served our nation in uniform, volunteered for Iraq, taught at the Naval Academy, became America's youngest attorney general. Laxalt tackled opioid abuse, prosecuted elder fraud, fought for our local land and water rights, and has successfully led the way in protecting our constitutional rights as Nevadans. Sisolak and Laxalt, which one for governor? Sisolak, who has always looked out for himself, or Adam Laxalt, who has always looked out for you? Paid for by Laxalt for Nevada.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. This election will impact the direction of Nevada politics for many years to come. During last year's state legislative session, the Democrats nearly passed bills that would have made Nevada a sanctuary state, raised our taxes, increased regulations on our businesses, limited parent school choice, and violated our Second Amendment rights. If we don't elect Republicans throughout the state of Nevada on November 6th, these bills will pass during next year's legislative session. I urge you to vote and vote for Republicans up and down the ballot. And I urge you to vote no on ballot issue question 5. A no vote on question 5 is essential to maintain fair elections. A yes vote opens the door for voter fraud. California has acknowledged that 25,000 people were illegally registered to vote after they passed a similar law. This message has been paid for by the Nevada Federation of Republican Women. To find their club in your area, visit nvfrw.org. That's nvfrw.org.
I am Jim Marchant, and I'm running for re-election for Assembly District 37. I will vote against any effort to raise your property taxes, against allowing Nevada to become a sanctuary state, against continued efforts to violate your Second Amendment rights, and against school districts being able to levy taxes on you. This is the most critical election in our history, and it is very important that you get out and vote, and vote for candidates like me that believe as you do. I am Jim Marchant, and I humbly ask for your support and vote. Paid for by the committee to elect Jim Marchant.
Although Republican State Assembly candidate Dennis Hoff passed away just 3 weeks before Election Day, his name is still on the ballot. And if he wins, county commissioners would have to appoint another Republican to serve out his term. That's why Republicans need him to win District 36, to keep Democrats from stealing the seat and getting a supermajority advantage. That would allow them to pass tax hikes and override gubernatorial vetoes. For more information, go to keep36red.com. That's keep36red.com. And let's win this one for Dennis, paid for by Friends of Hoff.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It's hard to believe it. 5 days till Election Day. We'll talk about it with you. We're going to get your phone calls coming up next, live and local, now.
F-190, Las Vegas, and 98.1, Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
I just love it. I just love it. The power of radio. Just a couple minutes ago, we were talking with Pat Casale from the MultiCare Group. Today, the first day of open enrollment for Obamacare here in the state of Nevada and around the country. And we were talking about it. He gave out a cell phone number. All of a sudden, he's got a lead for a group policy, like within 30 seconds of hanging up. That's the power of radio, folks. That is the power of radio. This is from Wyatt Cox, Nevada Talk Network executive producer. Approaching 20% of total registered voters having cast early ballots in White Pine County, nearly 1,000 of the 5,100 registered voters have already voted. We'll find out. I don't know what Election Day will look like, honestly. I really don't. I don't know. Oh, by the way, you want to call Pat Casale, his cell phone number, 702-286-1014. That's 702-286-1014. If you want information on these MEC plans or the HSA plans or the short term, give him a call. He knows all about it, and he does this, 365 days a year. He's not like the navigator. Do you remember the navigators? And they were all people that had like come from fast food backgrounds. And 6 months after the open enrollment period ended, they were back in fast food. And I'm not knocking fast food as a way to make your living. I'm just saying they weren't people dedicated to taking care of you and your family's healthcare needs. So whether it's Pat Casale or some other broker, it doesn't matter. Hey, just make sure that you're getting the right information from people that are going to be there after they sell you a policy. That's the important thing. Okay, 5 days and counting, there was an amazing revelation that was made last night on CNN from David Chalian. This is cut two, by the way. He is a CNN political analyst and made the statement that I found a little bit bizarre because the guy's been in the state 12 times, saying that President Trump is not welcome in Nevada and in Arizona. This David Chalian last night on CNN.
Take a look at where he's now going to go and sell these closing messages. If you look at these states that he's rallying in, these eight states. This is deep red Trump country. In most of them, let's see, Montana, Missouri, West Virginia, Indiana, Tennessee, those are states Donald Trump won by double digits 2 years ago. He's not going to persuade independents. He's not going to campaign for House candidates. That is not a welcome development. He's not welcome in those races by Republicans. He's going to deep red Trump country to try and save the Senate here. That is what he's doing with these rallies.
And you have some new polling numbers that drills down specifically on that.
Yes, we have two brand new polls coming out, both in Arizona and Nevada. Our colleague Jeff Zeleny reported earlier today that Donald Trump not welcome in Arizona or Nevada in these final days. He was there a little over a week ago on a Western swing, but not in the closing days. Take a look here at our brand new poll. In Arizona, Kyrsten Sinema, Democratic Congresswoman, 51% among likely voters. Martha McSally, 47%. That's a 4-point lead. That's within the margin of error. And that is a tighter lead than what Sinema had 2 months ago in September when it was a 7-point lead. Take a look now in Nevada, and you'll see a similar story. You see Jackie Rosen there, 48%. Dean Heller, the Republican incumbent, at 45%. That's been about where that race has been for 2 months. Here's what's key. Even though Donald Trump's numbers are improving from what they were in September in both Arizona and Nevada, Wolf, he is not welcome there because they are two of the biggest Democratic pickup opportunities, meaning Dean Heller and Martha McSally do not want Donald Trump to take this hardline message into a state where they need to woo independent voters at the closing days here.
David Chalian, political analyst for CNN with Wolf Blitzer. I don't believe that to be true, and I'm going to tell you why. I think the Trump people are looking at races that they can win, they can help win, where they need a little push. And not that I don't trust a CNN poll, but I don't trust a CNN poll. I'm sorry. I just don't. That, to me, speaks volumes. The fact is, the president's been here 12 times. He's been here recently, both in northern Nevada, or at least in Elko, and here in Las Vegas. And I have a feeling that if you're looking at why he's not here, I think it's because he is needed somewhere else more. That maybe they feel that Dean and Danny and Crescent are doing well enough that maybe they don't need the help. Maybe this is a polling thing. And that Josh Hawley in the state of Missouri needs the help more. Now, I think some of this, I think some of this may be personal. Because I think he hates John Tester's guts. And Claire McCaskill is just a liar. I mean, did you hear her the other day? She was saying, you know, those crazy Democrats, the ones that are harassing members of Congress in restaurants and things like that, and Sarah Huckabee Sanders in restaurants, Ted Cruz in restaurants and in public places, you know, going after Jeff Flake in an elevator in a closed space. The fact is, this... No, I'm just telling you, I think David Chalian's all wrong. Again, we'll find out on Tuesday. I mean, let's face it. Pat Casal, I'm praying that Pat Casal is right. He is predicting not a blue wave, a red wave in Nevada. And that would be, if that indeed happens, that would be phenomenal. That would be absolutely great. Now, I want you to hear the president, because what you are going to hear next, I think, is going to be what you are going to hear. This is going to be the message, condensed down to about 3 minutes. This is from his rally last night in Fort Myers, Florida. This is cut 8. And I really do believe this is going to be the message he's going to take to Columbia, Missouri tonight, to Cape Girardeau the night before the election, and across the country. This is going to be the message you're going to hear from this president. This is the closing argument.
The left-wing media doesn't want to solve problems. They want to stoke resentment. It has to stop. They believe that progress isn't good for profit or for whatever reason it is they're playing their game. Our movement is about safe homes, great jobs for every citizen. Our movement is about love for our fellow Americans. Our movement is for everyone and belongs to anyone who wants to build a better future. You can do it right here in the USA, right here. Just look at the amazing things that we have all done working together. The unemployment rate just fell to the lowest level in over 50 years. More Americans are working today than at any point in the history of our country. Think of that. How do you lose that debate when I'm up against one of these people that we're seeing and watching? Oh, I hope one of them gets that nomination. When you say more people are working today than at any point in the history of our country, I think the debate is over. Hispanic American and African American poverty have reached all-time lows, right? African American, Hispanic American, and Asian American unemployment have all achieved their lowest levels in recorded history. We've eliminated a record number of job-killing regulations more than any other administration, no matter how long it went. We did that quickly. We passed a massive tax cut, biggest tax cut, for working families, and we will soon follow it up with another 10% tax cut for the middle class. And the Democrats want to raise your taxes substantially. Remember that. Remember what Nancy Pelosi said. We will raise your taxes. And I'm trying to say, is that good politics? I don't think so, but she really believes it. They want to raise your taxes. And all that we built, it's very fragile. Somebody can destroy it pretty quickly if they don't know what they're doing.
That is, in 3 minutes and 3 seconds, the campaign message of the President of the United States. Bash the media. Okay, that's fine. Then point out what we together have done as a part of this movement. And then scare the living daylights out of people, say this can all be undone in one election. If Nancy Pelosi gets the gavel back. And by the way, I don't hear anybody saying that Nancy Pelosi is not going to stay as Speaker if they win the House. I mean, I keep hearing people saying that I won't vote for Nancy Pelosi, Democrats. But the fact is, you don't see anybody, but maybe come December, we'll find out that there is some battle for the speakership on the Democrat side. Hopefully it won't come to that. One of the things I'm going to do in our next segment is I want to talk to you 5 days out from this election. We've heard from a lot of the political pundits, David Chalian and people like that. I want to hear from you. What is your sense on the ground? Have you early voted yet? If not, why not? Are there some races where you're having to hold your nose and vote for a Republican? I want to hear from you. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I want to hear from you. I want to find out what this election means to you, if you understand, if you grasp what is at stake. This is a vitally important election. And I want you to be a part of it. That's why if you've not already early voted, get out and early vote. You've got a couple of days to do it. Otherwise, make sure you get to the polls on Tuesday. And by the way, if you need a ride to the polls, call your local county Republican office. Clark County Republicans, White Pine County Republicans. They'll find you a ride to the polls. If for some reason you cannot get to the polls, they can find a way to do it. Okay? Stick around. More to do. That phone number again, 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now.
The Moving Wall, the traveling Vietnam Veterans War Memorial, will be in Las Vegas Thursday, November 1st through Sunday, the 4th, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. each day. The 3,400-foot half-size replica is open to the public and free of charge. Join dignitaries and Vietnam groups 11:45 Friday and 11:45 Saturday, a full turkey luncheon served to all veterans from all wars in service. I'm Jacob Jimerson on behalf of the Jimerson Law Firm, sponsor for this war memorial, inviting you to the memorial site 500 South Las Vegas Boulevard next to the Nevada Supreme Court building.
It keeps getting better and better at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. The fun begins every afternoon, 4 till 6:30, with the best happy hour in the Vegas Valley. Mondays are extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Enjoy happy hour all night long. And on Mondays, you get 50% off every bottle of wine under $100. Every day, Rhythm Kitchen features New Orleans-style seafood specialties, crawfish etouffee, beignets, jambalaya. Like I said, it just keeps getting better and better. Rhythm Kitchen also features a banquet facility. So book your corporate events, birthday, anniversary, holiday parties, or any other celebration. Call Chris at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Great food, incredible five-star service. I just love it. Open every day at 4, serving prime steaks and seafood. Rhythm Kitchen, located on South Decatur, just off the 215.
My fellow conservatives, we have a horrible epidemic in our country and we must stop it from coming to Nevada. Mass school shootings. These happen because schools are gun-free zones, easy targets for violent murderers. I'm Joel Hanson, candidate for Nevada Attorney General. I'll promote laws to allow willing teachers to keep a firearm in their classroom to defend our school children from mass killers. Teachers have Second Amendment rights. Please visit my website at votejoelhanson.com.
Paid for by friends of Joel Hanson.
Hello, my name is Richard MacArthur. I'm running for re-election in Assembly District 4, which is in the northwest part of Las Vegas. I have lived in Las Vegas for 38 years and want Nevada to be a good place to live and work, raise a family, feel safe, and be able to start a business. I support lower taxes, limited government, the right to keep and bear arms, school choice, and voter ID. I'm opposed to sanctuary cities and amnesty for illegals. I humbly ask for your vote in the general election in November. Again, Richard MacArthur, Assembly District 4. Paid for by the committee to elect Richard MacArthur.
Nevada candidate for Governor Steve Sisolak wants to prevent you from protecting your home and family from criminals. Sisolak is following the lead of radical anti-gun Senator Dianne Feinstein, whose newest assault weapons ban includes most of the handguns and semi-automatic rifles Americans use to protect them and their families. In fact, Feinstein said if she could, she would ban all guns. And Steve Sisolak is following her lead. That's why anti-gun groups like Everytown USA, funded by Michael Bloomberg, have poured millions of dollars into races for candidates like Sisolak this year. Sisolak's agenda is simple: to ban semi-automatic firearms, allow government bureaucrats to seize your guns without any court hearing, and maintain a government list of every American who owns a gun. That's why Gun Owners of America is proud to endorse Nevada Attorney General Adam Laxalt for governor. Adam Laxalt will defend the Constitution and your right to protect your home and family from criminals. Paid for by Gun Owners of America.
Shouldn't Nevada have a lieutenant governor who is both trustworthy and competent and at least knows what that job is about? Number one, refereeing the conflicts between the Democrats and Republicans. Number two, bringing more tourists to Nevada. Just as no one picks the referee from one of the teams, I, as a nonpartisan, will be fair and objective in breaking tie votes in the Senate. As the only lieutenant governor candidate with international experience, I know how we can double the number of tourists to Nevada. My name is Ed Uhling, paid for by the friends of Ed Uhling.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's live and local now. Don't forget Wayne Allen Root. What does he think of the final 5 days before, midterm election day? The last couple of days of early voting. What is his sense? Pat Casale is predicting a red wave come Tuesday. We'll find out together. Let's go to Ron. Ron, you're up and you're on live and local now. Go right ahead.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you, buddy?
I'm good, man. What's up?
Kevin, I'm a poll watcher, and I've been watching the poll where you can early vote over at Polaris and Harmon.
Yeah?
And the poll place is a block west of Polaris. Now, at the corner of Polaris and Harmon, it's a tiny little sign that says vote, and it just points an arrow. It's in Spanish and English. And then you go a half a block, and you make a right, and you go down a long driveway, almost two blocks back to a building, and you got to go through a chain link fence with barbed wire all around the top. It looks like you're going into a concentration camp.
Wow.
And when you get back there to vote, it's a building as big as a football field and almost four stories high. Now, when I went back there to check this out, what I found back there, because I've been watching the place ever since it started. I've been watching buses go back there. So So I live two blocks away. So anyway, I went back there to check these buses out and talk to some of the bus drivers and see who's getting off and on. Well, I talked to one bus driver, and it turns out these buses are hauling people from the culinary union, workers over on the strip, over to the polling place. Now, they're running them buses from 9 o'clock in the morning to 7 o'clock at night. So I asked the one guy, he says, well, okay, how many people do you haul on your bus a day? He says, at least 100, all right? Now, that's 6 days a week. Now, I was standing and talking to him, and out come a bunch of people to get in his bus, and all they were speaking was Spanish. Now, there's a leader. Each bus has a leader, and they have a red shirt on that says, Vegas Strong, and on the back says, Culinary Union 66, whatever. Now, I checked the plates on all these buses. All these buses hauling these culinary workers over to vote in Nevada all have Utah bus plates on.
Well,
that's
not important. I mean, when you rent a car in Nevada,
wait a minute. What is important? What state are we having this election in?
Doesn't matter where the buses are coming from. Ron, it doesn't. I'm sorry. Now, you can, and by the way, the culinary program where people on their lunch hour or their given time off, whatever it is, I've heard stories over the years where culinary, they'll give you a sack lunch, you know, pre-made lunch in a bag. And, you know, on your lunch hour, instead of getting lunch at your casino, that they'll give you a sack lunch. You go vote. You come back. You go back to your job. They've been doing this for as long as I can remember. But where the buses are from, it is no. That's non-factor. Sorry, Ron. I mean, I'd love to be able to say, oh yeah, look at that. There's a foreign invasion from Utah. But where buses come from. Buses are interchangeable, the same way rental cars are. You rent a car at McCarran International Airport across the street from our studios here, and the car you rent may not be from Nevada. It may have Utah plates. It may have Alabama plates, for all I know. Sorry. I'd love to jump on that bandwagon, but I can't. Coming up, Wayne Allen Root. I can't wait to talk to him. By the way, his latest column in the Las Vegas Review-Journal details how he voted or is voting. And it's got his selections. I've told you most of what I did. And I got to tell you, I'm glad to have early voted. Because now I got it out of the way and I can be a spectator just like the rest of us on Tuesday. You know, the rest of us that early voted. Wayne Allen Root. Columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. You see him on Newsmax every afternoon at 5. You hear him on this radio station from 3 until 6. This guy is everywhere. He's got his own fantasy football TV show. This guy is everywhere. When does he sleep? Between him and Trump, I'll bet you together they get about 5 hours sleep a night. Together. We'll talk about that and more coming up with Wayne Allen Root. It's all coming up live and local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. I trust Adam Laxalt to protect Nevada's identity and our values as governor. As attorney general, he protected us from sanctuary cities and threats to free speech. His opponent, known as Shady Steve Sisolak, was called corrupt by a judge for trying to give government contracts to political cronies. He claims every tax is on the table and plans on raising our property taxes. As governor, Adam Laxalt will keep Nevada prosperous and free and keep us from turning into California. Early voting begins October 20th, paid for by Laxalt for Nevada. Nevada.
Hello, I'm Kathy Connect, asking you to re-elect my husband, Ron Connect, as Nevada Comptroller. Ron cut spending 13% and returned over $1 million to the state treasury while improving services. He led the fight against the commerce tax. Ron wants to be re-elected to help leave all Nevada's children the same legacy of hope, growth, and opportunity our parents' generation left for us. Thank you for listening, and please re-elect Ron Connect as Nevada Comptroller.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Ron Connect.